the line, Ms. Dominique Hart. And Dominique is going to talk with us about strategies. Strategies, because that's one of the things when you're building your business, a lot of businesses fail because there is no strategy in place. And we want to make sure that you have a sound strategy when you're building your business. Dominique of Dynamic, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, Hannah.
How are you this evening?
I am well. I'm well. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Dominique of Dynamic Endeavors. Now, I have you on. We have had you on iRegem a number of times. But for
yeah.
those who are just tuning in and just hearing you for the first time, talk about Dynamic Endeavors.
Yes. So my name is Dominique Hart. I am a visual brand strategist, and I'm also a speaker as well. And I'm also in our company, what we help our clients to do as well as entrepreneurs is to create a dynamic visual brand that they will be known for, that they are proud of, and one that is truly going to make them dynamic in their market.
Okay. All right. And so one of the things that we talked about was strategy. So our topic today is protecting your most valuable asset, which is you.
Mm.
And in order to do so, we want to make sure that you have a strategy that will help you to build your business. In doing so, share with the listeners the type of strategic strategies that you build when you're working with businesses.
Yeah, so absolutely. So if you have been in business even for a short amount of time, you clearly have come against some situations where you're just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should go left. I don't know if I should go right. I don't know if I should hire this coach. I don't know if I should hire this trainer. I don't know if I should go with this accountant. You're come up against so many different decisions that you have to make in your business. But one of the things, especially when you are building a visual brand, especially the one that's called you, right?
Right.
It is important that you navigate strategically, because this is what's going to help you to build upon platform after platform, as opposed to just being all over the place and having this confused brand, right? And so one of the things that I guide my clients through, and our entrepreneurs as well, is to really determine where you're trying to go, right? Before you can even determine where you want to go, you have to look at where have you come from, right? What have you been doing up until this point? How have you been making your decisions up until this point, right? Then looking at what is your current situation, right? So you've already navigated what you've been doing in the past. Now you're looking at where you are right now. What is that current decision or that current business move that you know you need to make right now, right? Once you've actually sat with the situation, because sometimes we're moving so fast as entrepreneurs, we're not even looking at what we have in front of us, right?
Right.
And so once you've actually done that, then I want you to match your decision up with where you are going, right? What is your dream? What is your vision? And if you haven't sat with that part, it's kind of like you're just navigating with the wind. It's going to blow you here. It's going to blow you anywhere, right? And so I need you to be vision-oriented with every move that you make. And it's just a really top-down level as to really how to build that strategy and work on a strategy that's going to make you successful and dynamic in your business.
Absolutely. Now, you know, as people are building their next strategy, because this isn't, you know, it's not limited to the existing business, but for that person who wants to start a business,
yes.
Strategizing is critical in developing.
Yes, so is.
And so how do you help a business to strategize when developing something new? Hey, I'm passionate. I work this 9-to-5. I can't stand it. I want to start something else, but I don't know how to even start.
Yes, I love that question, because we deal with a lot of seasoned entrepreneurs. They're way down the road, but especially I know for a fact that when people are starting their business, I kind of touched on it earlier, but I'm going to dive a little deeper into it. When I said I need you to be vision focused, I need you to be vision oriented, that is one of the best ways in order to start your business, okay? So right. Let's say, like you said, Hannah, if they're on their job, they want to transition, or they're wondering, you know, this is what I feel like I'm called to do, but I kind of don't know where to start. I want you to start with the end in mind, okay? And so that's a part of being vision-oriented. And something that I like to call in my dynamic method, it's our signature method that we have for our entrepreneurs. And it's, like I said, it's a dynamic method. And I always tell my entrepreneurs to start with the vision in mind, right? Live the vision is what I always say, right? And so that is actually kind of my most favorite part, Hannah, if I got to say, is because you get to dream a little bit, right? What's the point of becoming an entrepreneur if you don't get a chance to dream, right? That's the whole point of becoming an entrepreneur, is you get to create your life and your business on your terms, right? And so in order to do that, you really got to live the vision. You got to say, where do I want to be? What do I want this to be? Where do I see my business going? This is what I want. And be specific. Right? You can't have a strategy if you don't know what you're being strategic about, right? And so you really have to navigate what you want. And the thing about it, nobody can navigate that but you. And right. So when you do that, Hannah, when they truly hone in on living the vision, it makes decisions a lot easier, because someone can come along with a big fancy object and say, buy this now, right? And if it's something that's really not pertaining to your vision, it should be easier, and it will get easier, right, to make a yes or no decision. I want you to always ask yourself, to everybody listening, always ask yourself, is this going to get me closer to my vision, or is it going to derail me?
Wow. Well, for those who are just tuning in, Dominique, they're tuned into the In Your Business radio show, heard right here every Monday and Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. This is the place where we give you access, like we are with Dominique Hart, on information to help you, whether you're starting a business or already in business. And on this topic, you know, this will help you to navigate, to strategize. That's something that I find a lot of people don't do in business, is take the time to strategize, to build a strategy. And you can look at any major company that you could think of, Target, the big brands, the Walmarts, whoever, you name it, they've got a team. And so for small businesses, you need the likes of a Dominique Hart because of her services to help you to flesh out ideas, to make sure that it makes sense, so that you're on the right track. Dominique, I want to share with the listeners how they can get in contact with you. You're not gone yet, but I want to make sure that they have the information. The phone number is area code 646-462-3888. That's 646-462-3888, and you can reach her at extension 101 for Dominique Hart with Dynamic Endeavors. Dominique, you know, on this topic of still strategies, talk about other services that your company provides.
Oh, absolutely. So aside from me being an amazing speaker, and also we also have agency services. So we're a full-on brand, visual branding agency, where we deal with websites and helping you with your online marketing and really helping you to create a website and business that is actually going to be moving you forward as opposed to keeping you stagnant. That's the whole aspect about being dynamic, yes? And so the beautiful thing about how we actually work with our clients is we just don't only work in services. We also have online training programs, right? So the same way how I'm guiding you through this principle of being strategic and understanding what your visual brand is, especially if you are developing a personal brand or a corporate brand, right? It is important for you to be able to understand the processes that you are going to be navigating through, right? Some of you guys may be like, well, I'm going to hire an assistant and she's going to do it for me, or he's going to do it for me. Well, it is important for you to know as a business owner how to navigate the same processes in areas that you are going to be handing off. And so that is something that our clients and that our customers have really been loving, is our online training programs, as well as my intensives, right? And so with those intensives, I literally go through an audit with you in the intensives. And I've done that because the same way that you should be doing in your own businesses, you should be listening to your customers, you should be listening to your clients. And with our our clients and our customers, Hannah, I get it all the time. Dominique, can you look at our website? Can you take a look at our website? Can you tell us what you think? Can you tell us what to change? And so that is one of the amazing online training programs that we have. And our intent, my intent is we do that live together. And so that's definitely something that they can check out. For more information on everything that I've just mentioned, feel free to go over to dynamicendeavors.com. Now, anytime you're talking about dynamic with Dominique, dynamic is always spelled with a K. So that is D-Y-N as in Nancy, A-M-I-K as in King, and endeavors.com. So dynamicendeavors.com. And if you want to know more information about how to hire me to speak at your next event or conference, or even hiring me, not hiring me, but having me on your podcast or interview show, just like this one with Hanif, you can go over to DominiqueHart.com.
Excellent, excellent. Dominique, I want to thank you for being on the In Your Business radio show. You know, I want to remind the listeners how they can get in contact with you. It is area code 646-462-3888. That's 646-462-3888. Is that right?
Yes, that is exactly right. Exactly right. And extension 101 if you want to reach out to me directly.
All right. Thank you so much, Dominique. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Hannah.
All right. Take care. If you're just tuning in,